Welcome back to the Zcash Podcast, analyzing the vital metrics underpinning the Zcash network. Trinity, we're looking at the data for January 21st, 2026, and while overall network health appears steady, some critical shifts in privacy behavior and high-value transfers warrant a deep dive.
They certainly do, Neo. Yesterday's high volume was notable, but looking at today's figures, we have clear indicators of behavioral change, particularly concerning where Zcash is being utilized. Let's start, as always, with the core mission, privacy flows.
Absolutely. The shielded pool continues to exhibit a net negative flow, but the magnitude of the outflow has increased slightly. Today, we saw a net deshielding of approximately 327 ZEC, up from roughly 293 ZEC yesterday. This continued egress suggests sustained user need to move funds onto the transparent layer, likely for exchange interaction or specific interoperability requirements.
Does this increased negative flow, albeit small, suggest a dip in confidence or merely better utility integration elsewhere?
It's not necessarily a confidence issue, Trinity, especially when we look at the transaction counts. We maintained exactly 225 shielded transactions today, precisely matching yesterday's figure. The key change is the size of those transactions. The mean absolute shielded value delta has dropped quite notably, falling from 16.7 ZEC yesterday to just under 12 ZEC today. This indicates that while the number of people utilizing the shielded pool remains constant, the average value they are transacting within it is significantly smaller.
So stability in user count, but diminishing value per transaction inside the shielded pool. That's a crucial distinction. Let's pivot to network throughput, because here the drop-off is more pronounced.
It is. Total ZEC transfer today sits at 960,711 ZEC, a significant decrease from the 1.33 million ZEC move the previous day. Correspondingly, total USD value transfer dropped substantially, falling from almost $492 million to $336 million today. Lower TPS figures confirm this reduction in overall velocity. This is not necessarily bad news, but it shows a distinct cooling in high volume throughput.
What's fascinating is that despite the lower volume and lower transaction count overall, 5,987 transparent transactions versus 6,505 yesterday, we actually saw an increase in unique active addresses. We jumped from 5,329 unique addresses to 5,867. How do we reconcile lower throughput with a broader user base engagement?
That is the network paradox of the day, Trinity. The increase in unique active addresses, coupled with the lower average transaction size we noted in the shielded metrics, suggests the network is seeing wider distribution and more individual participants, but fewer mega transfers. The decrease in volume is driven almost entirely by the large players, which brings us directly to the whale activity and the network anomalies.
The whale category transaction count dropped significantly. Yesterday, we registered 856 whale-sized transactions. Today, that fell by over 200, landing at 661. This drop explains the missing $150 million in total transferred value right there.
Precisely. The reduction in the largest transaction bucket drove the total volume down. However, the recurring anomaly related to fees remains a central concern for structural stability. While the maximum transaction fee paid today, $1.08 million, is lower than the $1.95 million outlier seen yesterday, the fact that we have these multi-million dollar fee events 2 days in a row means this isn't a one-off error.
This massive maximum fee skews our average transaction fee dramatically, pushing it above $1,250, despite the median transaction fee remaining incredibly low and efficient at about 3.5 cents. Is this a protocol quirk, an exchange error, or a deliberate prioritization move?
Given the magnitude, it is almost certainly a complex, high-priority, likely automated transfer where the sender is sacrificing a substantial amount of capital to guarantee instantaneous confirmation, regardless of cost. Whether this is an error in implementation or deliberate mechanism designed to move hundreds of millions of USD equivalent quickly, it warrants deep analysis. If these high fee events become a regular feature, they fundamentally distort the perceived cost structure of the network, even if 99% of users are paying minimal medians.
To summarize, the Zcash network today shows signs of broader grassroots engagement, evidenced by the rising unique active addresses and smaller mean shielded transfers. However, high-value utility, dominated by institutional or whale activity, has pulled back, leading to a significant drop in overall volume.
An accurate summation, Trinity. The network exhibits resilient privacy utilization metrics coupled with efficient median transaction costs. but the sustained anomaly in maximum transaction fees and the volatility in whale transaction counts are the metrics we need to watch closely as we move forward. That wraps our analysis for today's Zcast.
Join us tomorrow as we track these flows and anomalies further. Thank you for tuning in.